Hello， 我是 Bingo， 欢迎收听 Bingo 碎碎念。我用英文分享生活小故事，所以这集学到的单字生活中很实用哦。你听说了吗？宇多田光八月要来台北开演唱会，他的门票是用抽奖的方式来抢票。我跟 Leo 有参加抽奖，我们是宇多田光的粉丝，得失心超重的，很紧张。最后我们是有没有中奖呢？今天这集就来分享。Now are you ready for the show? Bingo Babbles Plus, let's go!I've heard Utada's songs many years ago, but never gave her much thought. Last year, Netflix recommended her live concert performance to me, so I decided to give her music another chance. I played it in the background while I worked, and to my surprise, I found her songs quite enjoyable. A few days later, I watched her concert again, but this time I turned on the subtitles to understand the lyrics.That was when I truly became a fan of hers. Utada's lyrics are sincere and touching, especially the ones dedicated to her mother, who took her own life when Utada was young. These songs resonate deeply with me. I found myself replaying her videos on Netflix countless times. I even told Leo that if she comes to Taiwan someday, I'd love to attend her concert. And wouldn't you know it, a few weeks ago,She announced a tour in Taiwan, and Leo won us 2 tickets in a draw. Now I'll have to watch her concert video even more to familiarize myself with her songs and lyrics before the big day. 我在很多年以前呢就听过宇多田光的 First Love 这首歌了，但我就没有讨厌也没有喜欢它，没在我的雷达上这样。去年 Netflix 推荐我他的演唱会 Laughter in the Dark。我就想说好吧，当成工作的背景音乐来听好了。诶，没想到很多首都蛮好听的。过几天我心血来潮想说开个英文字幕重新看一次哦，不然都不知道还唱什么。结果应该不得了耶。诶，警告大家千万不要看他的歌词，太美，你会想要掏钱买他的音乐跟门票。我觉得他的歌词很深刻，可是又不会尴尬。有些情歌的歌词本身是很尴尬啊，歌手唱起来更尴尬。你应该听过一些这样的歌，我们就不指名啊。可是宇多田光的不会，尤其有三首写给他母亲的歌，我真的超爱的。嗯，因为他母亲是自杀哦，所以宇多田光对于人生的反思，还有失去亲人的感觉，描写起来非常的真挚感人，很有哲学观，让我很有共鸣。他在 Netflix 上面的影片，我贡献了超多观看次数。有一次看完之后呢，我跟 Leo 说，如果宇多田光有一天来台湾开演唱会，我会很想去。没有想到几周前他就宣布要来台湾巡演，而且 Leo 还真的帮我抽到门票了，超猛的。那看来我得重看几次演唱会咯，复习一下他的歌曲咯。That's today's story in Chinese. 接下来听英文复习，然后再教新单字。I've heard Utada's songs many years ago, but never gave her much thought.Last year, Netflix recommended her live concert performance to me, so I decided to give her music another chance. I played it in the background while I worked, and to my surprise, I found her songs quite enjoyable. A few days later, I watched her concert again, but this time I turned on the subtitles to understand the lyrics. That was when I truly became a fan of hers.Utada's lyrics are sincere and touching, especially the ones dedicated to her mother, who took her own life when Utada was young. These songs resonate deeply with me. I found myself replaying her videos on Netflix countless times. I even told Leo that if she comes to Taiwan someday, I'd love to attend her concert. And wouldn't you know it, a few weeks ago, she announced a tour in Taiwan,And Leo won us 2 tickets in a draw. Now I'll have to watch her concert video even more to familiarize myself with her songs and lyrics before the big day. 今天要教的是感人的三种说法，因为我们讲到说宇多田光的歌词非常感人嘛。好，第一个字 touching, touching, 蛮简单的，感人的的意思。Touch 是触碰。那今天有某个歌词或是影片触碰到你内心深处，那它就是很感人的 touching。来第一个例句。The ending of that movie was so touching that it brought tears to the audience's eyes. 那部电影的结局非常感人，让观众纷纷落泪。The ending of that movie was so touching that it brought tears to the audience's eyes. 其实我以前年轻的时候会觉得看铁达尼号啊，或者是爱情电影落泪的人太感性了，很好笑。但是我们有去看铁达尼号的重制版，在几年前，应该就是十几年前，有重制进电影院，然后哭得稀里哗啦的。我觉得因为遇到对的人之后，就会产生一些柔软的感受，然后就终于可以理解电影中的角色，他们正在经历什么样子的故事，然后在他们心里产生什么样的涟漪。 So, I cried so hard after watching the Titanic. 第二个感人的说法是 moving, moving. Move 是移动。那今天某个东西移动了你的心情，移动了你的感觉，触动了你，那就是感人的 moving, moving. 来第一个例句。Her speech was filled with moving stories and genuine emotion. 她的演讲中充满了感人的故事跟真情流露。Her speech was filled with moving stories and genuine emotion. 讲到这个感人的故事、真情流露的演讲，我最近印象最深、最推荐的 TED Talk 演讲呢，是叫做 The Single Most Important Parenting Strategy， 就是如果育儿的策略，他觉得最重要的就是这个。那他讲者呢是 Becky Kennedy， B-E-C-K-Y 的 Becky Kennedy。我会把连结放在资讯栏中，我真的推荐各位去看这部 TED Talk， 因为这个 Becky Kennedy 她是一个心理咨商师，她教的技巧听起来是育儿技巧，但实际上完全可以运用在我们跟伴侣之间或者是朋友之间，都能够让我们变得更幸福快乐，因为我们都有犯错的时候。而这个演讲就是在教我们怎么样，虽然不完美，但可以让关系越来越好。 So you have to check it out. 这个 The Single Most Important Parenting Strategy. 第三个感人的单字是 stirring. Stirring. Stir, S-T-I-R, stir, 搅动。当今天你的情绪、你的心被扰动、搅拌的话呢，那就是这个东西是感人的，它触动你的心弦，这样。好，我们来听第一个例句。His acting skills were remarkable. Every character he portrayed was stirring. 他的演技令人惊叹，每一个角色都让人为之动容。His acting skills were remarkable. Every character he portrayed was stirring. 第二个例句。That novel is famous for its profound descriptions and stirring plot. 那部小说以其深刻的描写和感人至深的情节而闻名。That novel is famous for its profound descriptions and stirring plots. 讲到深刻感人的小说，我会想到我最近其实读了不少的经典小说，比如说《科学怪人》跟《白鲸记》。我发现那个时代，虽然他们是不同时代，但是古代的小说跟现代的小说结构非常的不一样。虽然真的也还是蛮好看的，可是会有些不习惯的地方，比如说《科学怪人》是拖超级久才进入主题，是那种现代小说如果这样写，绝对就立刻被抛弃不读了。这样，那《白鲸记》呢？我还没读完，可是我已经读到一些奇妙的地方，比如说他讲着讲着，这个主人翁要上船去捕鲸的这个 endeavor， 但是中间他又突然跳离剧情，就开始介绍说他个人提议的鲸豚分类。就突然变成一个科普书，我就想说 What's happening？ 对，只能说我觉得读经典小说的很多好处，但其中一个好处就是你会发现美的标准是一直在变的，随着时代在变的，所以呢拉到自己身上，你也可以选择 觉得自己的一切很美，因为居然这一切都是这么主观的嘛。So you can choose to believe that you are beautiful in every way. 来简单复习一下今天学到的三个单字、哦、都是感人的意思哦。Touching, touching, moving, moving, stirring, stirring. 你学起来了吗？最后，谢谢抖内的秉义支持。没有你们，听 Bingo 学英文这样子直白做自己的节目呢，是不可能存在的。所以，真的谢谢你们。每月定额抖内299以上的听众，我们会以碎念系列的电子报回馈表达感谢。里面有逐字稿辅助你学习新单字。谢谢收听哦 ，We love you。